shoebox full of love letters folded like paper boats, remnants of lipstick. Trash bags and three packs of untaken birth control pills, completely coated in wax. And all lights. Thank you. Thank you.
Possible. very, 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 very good. Very, very good. Very, 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 very good. Shanta, what I'm most struck by, if you'll pardon my abrupt departure from the buried yet still among us sentence of the undead, or should I say sentience, or perhaps merely scent, that is to say the faintest trace of the sentence under which we all love and labor, namely to be named, and therefore die by staging compulsively repetitions of the preverbal in our walk, our friends, our outfits, that by which we continually rediscover our location, thereby losing ourselves within the shifting matrices of relational, i.e. self and other constructed identities, the hybrid, the mutt, the American, as it were. I mean, really, I can't quite get over that one move, that sort of sidewinder thing. So sexy and in control. Which brings me to my point, which is that you actually de-articulate, even if only gesturally, the now dominant discourse of looks like a rat, smells like a rat, talks like a rat, it's a rat, or, you know, the New York, according to the New York Post, from that article several days ago. I don't know if you read it or not, but you say to me, and you say it better than Elvis, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? That this is lost on me? That the moment of true generosity, of entering as fully as possible, to the limit, the ever-present yet inaccessible realm of infinity, in preparing your exchange, as demonstrated so tenderly with the scene in which Claire, the protagonist of the Great War sub-narrative, refuses to eat chicken but offers her last head of chard to the gypsy clerk, that is indeed lost on me? Well, that just brings me startlingly back to myself. I love you. And Lisa, I really liked the way you wrapped that package. It was very aesthetically pleasing to my eyeball. You know, this is reminding me of back when I was still a student in school, and I was beginning to dabble with semantics and linguistics, and I wrote a poem which was a hybrid of many, many, many different languages. Many different languages. Among them, English, Spanish, French, Mandarin Chinese, and my own Googly language. And you know, this poem went a little something like this. Quand tu es moi, quand tu es de toi, be like moi, Hereya. Je n'aime pas your attire, choir. Truly the lover, lover. Con contre femmes, ne pas de France. Toss par ta self, elle y dans la one. Y bien, hotasse, y bien. Tiaou, y bien, candien. Chinois tattoos. Serre une pose like you. Je préfère les shots, big shots. Je préfère les shots, big shots. Je préfère les... Wansi Huan. Je préfère les shots, big shots. I count their 1, 2, 100 for St. Leo. Elle starve herself. Ta eat all ta wants to eat. Je déteste super model huddle. Jean-Marc Shelby, moi, fais des chanteuses. Moussi Dominique Levion. Il casse moi, Freya. Il casse moi, Freya. Il Thanks for coming tonight. Wow. There are records for sale and CDs. I don't know if the door person will still be there, but you can get them from me. They're $10 each, and I only have a couple of the hand-packaged CDs, so anyhow. And also, if you liked my great soliloquy, my feedback to Shanta, then you might want to read David Perry's poetry book, which is on sale too, which is $10. And David was Lisa's boyfriend, so I don't know if he'll be here anymore. But so maybe you can't read my wonderful soliloquy. But anyhow, I'm so happy that you all came, and thank you very much. Have a good night.